Every Wednesday morning, we check in with county government. Marty Hawk is our good friend in that department. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I think it's my turn for this cold, so I think that I will take my turn and get it over with.
Oh, you have the sickness, as I refer to it as.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like the entire county has had it, and I've avoided it for a long time. And I'm just going to keep drinking my orange juice. And
oh, so you don't have it. You are one of the few, the proud, the many.
I have not had it, but I do feel like, okay, this may be my turn.
So,
gotcha. You know, if you take your vitamin pills and get your rest, maybe you can avoid it. That's what I keep telling myself.
That's all you can hope for. And if you get it, you're not going to wonder if you have it or not. It'll be there. Then you'll be on the shelf for a couple days, but you'll be back as good as new in about a month. That's how long it took me to get it out of my system.
About the entire
month of February before I started feeling good. Let's see, what is today? I started feeling good probably last Friday. So, yeah, I almost went a full month before I felt like completely normal again without having any. That's what kind of fun it is. So I'm just warning you. So you're ahead of the game.
I got it. Thank you very much. I'll tell you, my puppy dog already understands this time frame is changing. I mean, this morning, instead of getting up at 6, now we're getting up at 5.
Oh.
Well, love her to pieces.
I think we can get up anytime we like. It's when the sun is going to be changing its time. We will fall back, as Marty is alluding to. Sunday morning, 2 a.m. becomes 3, or we're springing forward, excuse me.
I was going to say we're springing forward.
We're falling back, losing an hour of sleep is what we're falling
right.
down, maybe. That's the deal. 2 a.m. becomes 3 a.m. on late Saturday night, early Sunday morning, and yeah, your clocks and all your electronic gadgets should probably change themselves. So that's coming up as well. But before you know it, we'll have spring break, and after that is spring, and then Easter, and then the next thing you know, it'll be Memorial Day, and we'll be talking about warm weather and hopefully no one being sick. But we've got a busy morning this morning, as you've alluded to. We talked briefly before we went on the air, and as we move on through these quick times, and we know time is going to move quickly, there's plenty of issues facing the county that we need to keep an eye on, and one of them is the whole convention center project. What is your update on that for us?
Right. I've been watching their meetings. Now, they've had some executive meetings that you can't watch. It's just like a select group that gets to hear what's going on there. But then there's this other group that they have been put together just by the county commissioners to put together some information and recommend to them some of the things they should be doing. And that was before we even had the food and beverage tax in place. Well, now I'm wondering if maybe we need to all go back and look at the legislation that says this is what you have to do. Because now it is past time, it seems to me, for any substantive changes being made that would have to do with spending money. That should not be happening without this formal advisory commission that's required by the state legislation to be put in place. And that is so that they can assist the efforts of the county and the city fiscal bodies. That's the county council and the city council. This advisory commission, the legal one, which we don't have yet, it's there to coordinate and assist the county council and the city council because we are the fiscal body, and they're to assist us regarding the use of the food and beverage tax receipts. And that's the one where it's going to be three people who are owners of retail facilities, and it will be the president of the county executive, that'll be Amanda Barge, and a member of the county fiscal body, and I don't know who that would be. If it's our president, it would be Shelley Yoder, and the city executive, that would be the mayor. For some reason, they said at the meeting, well, it could be the deputy mayor. Well, the city executive, I would think, would be the mayor, but
there's not an asterisk on there that says mayor or deputy. Oh, you know what?
I'll
ask Mick Renheisen tomorrow. We'll ask Mick about how and why that is.
Yeah, well, it definitely says item number 4, the city executive.
Okay.
And then number five, it's a member of the city legislative body, which is appointed by the city legislative body. Now, remember, at the city council is both the legislative body and the fiscal body. So they take care of legislation as well as budgeting, or voting on budgets. So it seems to me that that commission needs to be appointed pretty quick in order before the big decisions about spending money or what's going to be happening there would move forward, because what they're discussing is there seemed to be a rather major disagreement by this temporary group that's been that commissioners have working to give them some advice as to whether or not this is going to be under one umbrella, like the hotel group that would be managing both the convention center and the hotel group, or is it going to be split, or is this going to be split as to who's going to be building both of these facilities and so forth. Well, these are big financial issues, and this should be decided by the formal legal advisory commission.
Well, let me ask you a question. If it's decided by the other commission, what legal grounds does it have?
Well, they can, because they're going to be taking it to the county commissioners. What if the commissioners say, okay, we're going to move forward and not be looking at this? Because it even says here that the county and the city legislative body, so that means the county legislative body is the county commissioners, and the city legislative body is the city council. But it says that those two legislative bodies must, not they could if they wanted to, they must request the advisory commission's recommendations concerning the expenditure of any food and beverage tax funds collected. So now, why would these other bodies start deciding what they want to do without going to the legal appointed body required by legislation? Then that appointed body is supposed to be giving out the recommendations how this money is to be spent. And then, in addition to which, these legislative bodies, not this legally appointed commission, but the city council and the county commissioners, cannot adopt any ordinance or any resolution regarding how we're going to spend this money without the approval in writing, not just the approval, but in writing of a majority of the members of the advisory commission. So it's not just a majority of the people who happen to show up at the meeting.
Right.
It's a majority of the total members, which was something I wanted to research to make sure it was there, and yes, it is. So why this should be, appears like this is moving forward without this happening, why are they not putting this advisory commission together?
Is there a timeline that requires that to be put together by? Does it have to be in place
by
a certain date?
I had tried to look to see about that, because I thought I heard someone say it was 2 months, and then I heard somebody else say, no, it was 3 months. And then I looked, and I see no place on any of this legislation that says how soon it has to be put together. But certainly, if it has to be put together before they start spending the money, then they better, you know, it's been presented, and it was presented to the county commissioners at their last meeting, and they didn't have all members present, so they decided to table it until all members were present. So I expect it'll be discussed again today at their meeting whether or not to proceed with spending some money toward this. And it was presented to them that, well, they hoped that the food and beverage tax would end up paying for this, but they were going to move forward. It might come out of QMCAP or someplace. I don't know where dollars, but that would be local property tax dollars. So they need to just get these appointments made, do it the way the legislation says, and quit tap dancing around this. Because, believe me, if we are going and dipping into the county's money, property tax revenue, to help pay for this, that just sets a terrible precedent. I just think they ought to do what the law says and quit tap dancing around the whole thing.
Well, if they go to the county property tax, can they do that?
Well, if they go to a line item in their QMCAP budget that looks like as if they could use it for a part of this, or if they have, and I can't even remember what the total was for the thing they were talking about. This go-around, it was like, I don't know, $25,000 or something like that. It wasn't like millions. But nevertheless, why don't they just get these appointments done, and then we're supposed to be listening to that group's recommendation, not some other group. And because the group that's now presently put together by the county commissioners are not agreeing on, it appears to me, there might even be some discussion as to who the provider is going to be. Is it going to still be Sun Development, or who? I mean, if you listen to that meeting, it was clear there was not a recommendation that they would all come together on. So maybe it was just the way it sounded, watching it on TV, but it sure did not sound like that they were agreeing. And that is, and remember, what they would decide on is just a recommendation to county commissioners.
Right.
But it's time for the county commissioners to get their job done and the city to get their job done and the councils and get those appointments made and figure out who those three representatives are going to be from the restaurants and move forward. And in the meantime, they better all understand that they have got to work with the people on that tourism commission having to do with the innkeeper's tax, because a huge amount of that goes toward operational costs at that convention center. So it would seem to me they would understand we all have to work together to make this project work, because there's not going to be enough money in that food and beverage tax to cover everything and not still rely on the innkeeper's tax to help with the operational costs. And part of the discussion is going to be what group is going to really be operating the convention center. Is it going to be as we've always done in the past, or is this going to be all turned upside down? And that money from the innkeeper's tax, they need to work with those folks. What if they don't agree on who the operation is?
Lot of moving parts here.
Right. I mean, it is time for people to follow the legislation and understand who all they need to work with. And remember that innkeepers tax, their budgets brought before the county council, and we vote on those budgets. So everybody has to work together to make this work. And we need to quit trying to make decisions in advance and try to work around this commission. The other big thing is coming up is the movement on building onto the youth shelter. And I'm really looking forward to some information I'd ask for, because I don't have it as yet. And it seems to me it's real important to get that information having to do with how other facilities such as this are funded, and Youth Service Bureau, how they are funded throughout the state. And how many nights are the children who are staying at the shelter, is Monroe County folks, or how many are from other counties and so forth? Those are just financial questions that I'm sure they've got the answer to, and I don't really understand why we've not received it yet. Maybe it's at the council office and hasn't been forwarded for whatever reason.
What's the next action on that, Marty?
Well, they're asking us to vote on that on Tuesday night. to start moving forward with like 190 to 200 some thousand out of that one fund to start moving forward on this. And the total cost is going to be about $3 million. Well, why would you spend $200,000 unless we had some idea whether or not we wanted to bond for part of this, or whether we all believed as a group that we thought we had the cash to do it right now and not go to the public and ask for more money. Now, the reason why that's important is especially when we're serving so many of the kids from other counties, it would not be a wise thing to go to our county taxpayers and say, help us build this building so we can service all these kids in other counties.
Yes,
I don't think it's necessary. I don't think we have to do it. I think the money is sitting there, and we don't have to go to the public and say, we want more of your tax dollars. We are going to bond, and you get to pay back that mortgage and so that we can serve the other counties. I don't think that's necessary. I don't think it's a prudent thing to do. And the responsible thing to do is to use the cash that we have. And that has been set aside for youth services and move forward with this. And I hope that I'm going to be able to get a majority of the council to agree with that, because it's the right thing to do. If we're going to do this, we should not go to the public and ask for more dollars.
Marty Hawk's our guest this morning. The county councilwoman checks in every Wednesday just after 8:05 in the question that's on everybody's mind. Here locally, traffic, and more traffic. We have construction, it seems like, on every street corner. Every east-west corridor seems to be down to one lane in each direction. It seems to be we've got detours and everything else going on. We've talked about this before, but I want you to reinforce it. The main question is, why are we doing all this at the same time? When we could be doing it at other times? You have an answer to that question.
Right, and remember, it takes money to do any of this. You know, right. When I go by and see all these people out there working, my mind's going, okay, there's this much from what? From the state government, federal government, where's all these dollars coming to pay for these major projects? And in truth, it is not all local taxes. What we do, what the highway department does, the city does, and so forth, is we try to get matching dollars to be able to do these big road projects. And there's a deadline to use up that money. It's either use it or lose it. So if we don't move forward with these projects, we have to turn the money back over, and we can't just save it and say, well, we can't get to it until next year. There is a deadline that we have to meet. Well, as it turned out, because of the delay in construction and so forth for I-69, a lot of these things ended up just putting it off. You couldn't put it off any longer. We were going to lose these dollars. I think that's what you're seeing a lot of, it's a horrible way to have to live right now for folks who are fighting, trying to get to work, to get home, maybe to get to the hospital. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a real mess for quite a while. And I'll tell you, our highway department and the city's department, I know they're trying really hard to make it not quite so bad. But it's tough on them, too, because you can imagine what they're going through. In the meantime, this horrible wind that we had yesterday, I mean, that was real wind. We had trees coming down in different places with our highway department out trying to get the trees out of the roads. So it's a real backup problem, but there's only so much that can happen when you're trying to get this done so that we don't lose those dollars to do it. Because otherwise, then what will we do? We have all this mess, and it wouldn't be getting improved.
And that's a tough spot to be in because, again, talking about working together, everybody's got to work together, and we have to be super patient about it as we know there are plenty of detours. We know there's plenty of work going on. And it's the price of progress, and we just need to take a deep breath. I hope you feel
right.
Better. I hope you can join us next Wednesday. If you're not under the weather, let me know, and we'll make arrangements.
Oh, I think I'm just going to be healthy as a horse.
Well, there you go. I thought that too. Then it hits you like a ton of bricks, and you don't have much say in that argument. All right, feel better, and we'll talk next Wednesday.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, Marty Hawk, County Councilwoman, checking in with us on everything going on in county government.